Why do you think this approach is the best option for this fall?
We have taken great care to ensure we're providing students with options that both keep them safe and meet their learning style. So, for example, our online anytime option would be wonderful for students who maybe they don't have a job right now, or they're working part-time and looking for full-time work. So that online anytime allows them to complete their coursework on their schedule and be flexible to handle issues in the rest of their life. On the other hand, we're also offering online schedules, so students would meet with the professor and their classmates on a regular schedule through a Zoom classroom. That's for students who need a little more structure, whose style is best facilitated when they can have interaction with other people and they can have those live discussions. We are continuing with a hybrid offer as well, and what hybrid stands for is the lecture portion of those courses will be online, but all of those labs will be available on campus. So think Diesel Engine or HVAC or an art studio course. Those students would still be allowed to have those hands-on activities, and we have worked to social distance and put up protective plexiglass in between students where we needed to do that. Those students will be wearing masks so we can keep them safe but let them continue in their degree progression during this time of COVID. And we are very blessed that our clinical sites and our employers for apprenticeships are all in, and students with those types of activities will be continuing their studies at those business and corporate sites.
What are some of the other key aspects of this plan or other details students need to know?
You know, one of the things that's important for students to know is that this is not a time to stop investing in yourself. The job market may be slow to recover. Traditionally, this is a good time for people to reskill and think about what comes next. And we really encourage our students, don't use this time of COVID to put your life back a year and to not continue to learn and grow. This is all unprecedented. We don't know what impact this is going to have. And so making sure you have a plan to move forward with your skill sets and with your life is critical right now. So there are enough options based on your learning style available that students should be able to find a way to keep progressing towards their degree or to shore up a skill set that they didn't know they needed before. You know, we have people who email was their limited use of technology. I don't know in any industry that there aren't going to be more technological requirements of all employees. So now's a great time to look at those issues and invest in yourself.
What other steps are being taken to ensure the health and safety of students, faculty, and staff?
We have taken safety very seriously. So we have, for each of those programs, there is a door they will enter through. There is a door they will exit from. We're making sure that as we schedule these on-campus activities, that we don't have more than 50 students who would be passing each other in the hallway at any given time. So we've really walked through every program in any facility that would have students pass face-to-face and mapped out the entire process so we can make sure that all of the requirements of stage four are met.
How will this approach to class formats allow the college to adjust or adapt to a broader outbreak or possibly another lockdown?
Well, since the majority of courses are being offered virtually, those courses would continue. In the case of our lab courses, we are requiring that all face-to-face labs be completed by the Thanksgiving break. That way, if the virus does resurge and you take a step back at the end of November and December, which is the time frame we are being told is most vulnerable, that we have planned that into the schedule. If we are hit early in the semester by a resurgence and a shutdown. We would have to shut down those lab courses, and we would restart them as soon as we would be able to bring people back to campus face-to-face, which is what we did in the spring, and we've already brought all of our students back through and caught them up. So we hope that doesn't happen again, and we plan the schedule to limit that risk. But if that happened, we would also have a plan to get people on the labs as soon as we are clear to bring people back to campus.
Do you anticipate this hybrid system might continue beyond the fall and maybe even after the pandemic subsides?
We've been having that conversation a lot. I think there were students who previously said online wasn't for me. I think that there are faculty who may have said previously online isn't for me. And I think we're all growing and learning together. When students don't complete their degree, it's usually not an academic issue. It's usually that life gets in the way. And these formats bring quite a bit of flexibility to our students so they can manage life challenges and still continue to grow and progress and earn the credentials they need to earn family-sustaining wages. So prior to all of this, about 15% of our schedule any given semester would have been online. We've never been here before, so I don't know what the future holds. But I would really be surprised if that number just to double or more than double. We may find going forward that we have 40% or 50% of our students, especially those part-time students, who prefer to have the flexibility that virtual education provides.